Title: RAM Trilogy Ragakut Enabled in Live 12, Crisp Transients and Dusty Mids. Welcome. In this advanced lesson, we're going to build a RAM Trilogy-style Ragakut in Ableton Live 12. The goal is a tight, punchy vocal stab that snaps in the front end, while the mids sit warm and textured. Think crisp transient attack up front, dusty character in the middle, and clean lows and highs. We'll use only Live 12 stock devices, drum rack and simpler slicing, transient shaping, parallel processing, and a mid-band dust audio effect rack built from EQ8, saturator, erosion, and subtle pitch reduction. What you will build: a drum rock Ragakut instrument map to MIDI, a processing bus that gives a MIDI a transient snap, and a dedicated mid-band dust chain. Macros to control the transient snap and the amount of dust so you can morph between clean and gritty versions quickly. Prerequisites: Ableton Live 12, a Raga vocal sample, and a DNB tempo. 174 BPM is a good starting point. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prepare the source and slice. 1. Drag your Raga vocal sample into arrangement or clip view. 2. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient and create a new MIDI track. Live will make a drum rack where each slice loads into a simpler. 3. Play the pads and listen. If any slices sound late, double-click the simpler, trim the sample start to remove leading silence, and tighten the attack. Small adjustments here make a big difference. B. Make a MIDI pattern in Drum Rack 1. Create a 1-2 bar MIDI pattern at 174 BPM. Aim for syncopated offbeat stabs. Strong hits around 1.2, quick tiny rolls on the 1.3 area, and a late stab on 1.4.2. Use 1/32 rolls and velocity flams to make it bounce. 2. Quantize lightly or add a groove for human feel. Vary velocities between about 60 and 110. C. Bass tightening and transient work on the drum rack chain 1. Group the drum rack track command or control plus G or work directly on the track. 2. Insert devices, in this order: transient shaper, attack around plus 25 to plus 45 to accent the transient, sustain minus 10 to minus 30 to shorten tails, start conservatively, gate, threshold around minus 40 to minus 30 dB, release 20-40 ms to tighten tails, EQ8, high pass at roughly 90-120 Hz to remove sub-rumble, add a gentle dip at 2.53 kHz if honk appears. 3. Create a parallel compression send on return A, insert a compressor on the return, ratio 6:1:10:1, very fast attack 0-1 ms, release 80-150 ms, raise the return so the compressed signal sits loud, then blend it back in low, around 10-25%, to add weight without blurring attack. D. Create a dusty mid audio effect rack. We'll isolate mid so saturation and noise don't destroy highs or lows. 1. Insert an audio effect rack after the transient shaping. 2. Create 3 chains: low, mid, high. 3. On each chain use EQ8 to split the band. Low chain: low pass around 120-150 Hz, steep slope. Mid chain: band pass roughly 120 Hz to 4.5 kHz. High chain: high pass around 4.5 kHz. 4. On the mid chain add devices in this order: saturator, drive 36 dB, curve set to analog clip or soft sign, keep output at unity, erosion, mode noise, amount 12-30%, optionally nudge frequency toward 600-1200 Hz for mid texture, redox optional, bits around 12-14 for subtle digital grit, EQ8 after those. Gentle boost 1.53 dB around 700-1200 Hz with Q0.6-0.9, and a slight cut at 2-3 kHz if needed. 5. Keep low and high chains minimal. Low: small saturator drive 1-2 dB and a light glue compressor. High: utility for stereo width and maybe plus 1 dB high shelf above 6-8 kHz. 6. Map macros. Map mid saturator drive, erosion amount, and redux bits to one macro called dust. Map transient shaper attack to a macro called snap. Optionally map the parallel return send to a macro called body. E. Final bus shaping and context glue 1. On the drum rock grouper track place. Multiband dynamics. Light taming of any mid congestion. 1-3 dB reduction if needed. Glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 1-3 ms. Release tilde 200 ms or auto. Use gentle settings so transients survive. EQ8 for corrective narrow cuts. 2. If the Raga cut competes with drums or bass, add a sidechain compressor keyed by your kick or bass to carve space. aim for small amounts of gain reduction. F. Automation and performance 1. Automate the dust macro to raise crit in breakdowns and lower it in intense drop sections. 2. Automate snap for emphasis hits. 3. Add human varination by nudging some midi stabs by plus or minus 615 ms and alternating velocities. G. Quick parameter suggestions to start with transient shaper attack, plus 30 transient shaper sustain, minus 20 gate release, 25 ms saturator drive mid, 4d beat erosion amount, 18% redux bits, 13 parallel return level, blend between minus 12 db and minus 6 db glue compressor, 2:1, attack 2 ms, release 200 ms. Common mistakes to avoid: don't saturate everything. Heavy saturation across the whole signal kills transient clarity. Confine grit to the mid-chain or a parallel chain. Avoid killing transients with aggressive main bus compression. Favor transient shaping and parallel compression for punch. Don't overuse redux or erosion. Keep bit reduction and noise subtle. Trim slice starts carefully. Untrimmed starts make dull attacks. Mind band overlap and slopes in your rack chains to avoid phase issues. Always check the raga cut in context with drums and bass. Pro tips: consolidate favorite slices into a single instrument rack for CPU savings. Use complex pro warp or sampler formant controls when pitching to preserve character. Automate erosion frequency for moving noise character that feels like tape instability. Build two parallel lanes, one ultra crisp, one ultra dusty, and blend per section. Invert phase on returns if you hear cancellations. Keep a drop slash break macro preset that lowers dust and raises snap for instant switching. Mini practice exercise 1. Set BPM to 174. 2. Load a raga phrase and slice to new MIDI track by transient. 3. Create a 2-bar MIDI pattern with syncopated stabs and a 1/32 roll. 4. Add transient shaper, attack plus 30, sustain minus 20. 5. Build the audio effect rack, low slash mid slash high. On mid, add saturator drive 4, erosion noise 18%, redux bits 13. 6. Map mid saturator and erosion to macro 1 dust and transient shaper attack to macro 2 snap. 7. Add return A with compressor ratio 8:1, attack 0 1 ms, and blend around 12%. 8. Test with kick and sub bass, and set side chain if needed. Deliverable: an 8-bar loop where dust is up on bars 1-4 and down on 5-8. Bounce to audio and compare with a reference RAM Trilogy stab. Recap: you now have a repeatable Live 12 workflow for a RAM Trilogy style raga cut. Slice the vocal into a drum rack and trim for immediate attack. Use transient shaper, gate, and parallel compression to preserve and accent transients, and build a 3-chain audio effect rack to apply mid-only saturator, erosion, and subtle redux for dusty mids. Macro map dust and snap so you can quickly shape character across the arrangement. Keep grit confined, protect the transient, and always refine by ear in the full mix. Final note: the key is contrast. A punchy attack and a warm, textured mid-body. A little dust goes a long way when your transient is respected. Build these racks, save presets, and practice printing and comparing versions. That's how you dial in authentic RAM Trilogy raga cuts that sit in a DNB mix. End of lesson.